with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Wednesday, April 10th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's start our sports scores and results reporting to you on the tennis courts. The Lamar's Community Tennis teams competing against some MRAC foes yesterday. We'll start on the girls' side in Sioux City, where the Lamar's girls' soccer team picked up a massive win, defeating Sioux City West 7-2 in dual action yesterday. It snaps a 13-match losing streak for the Bulldogs that dated all the way back to May 14 of 2022. Congratulations to Coach Tiffany Wright and the Bulldogs on getting that win, getting the monkey off their back, and hopefully having a lot more wins where that came from the rest of the year. The individual winners, Ava Penne won the third court, 8-6. Myrna Bowen, 8-4 winners on the fourth court in singles. Ashley Hurd, 8-0 winner in court number 5. And Courtney Copperwood won the sixth court and an 8-4 final. Doubles totals, Elena Pick and Maggie Wright. Losses in the first in their singles matches, but got the win in the doubles together, 8-2. Penne and Bowen, Ava Penne, Myrna Bowen, they were able to get a 9-7 win in the doubles. And Haley Feldman and Alexa Wirth won their doubles matchup, 8-3. Again, the Bulldogs snapping a big losing streak there. Bishop Heedland defeated Sioux City North in girls tennis as well by a score of 7-2. To boys tennis in the MRAC, the Bulldog boys picked up their first MRAC win of the year, defeating Sioux City West last night at home by a score of 9-0. The win also snapped a quick two-match losing streak of their own, seeing the Bulldogs drop contests with Sergeant Bluff Luton and Sioux City North. Lamar's community head coach Michael Barr says two aspects were the difference in the match, one being their preparation for the match, and the second being their ability to work through and win close games.
I think really just our approach. I think we were more sharp before the match started. We were a little more dialed in, and I think tonight we got gritty, and we needed to get gritty tonight. Last night we didn't get any of those deuce points. Last night, tonight we kind of grinded out some of those deuce points. Some of those long deuce points really went our way tonight, and they didn't last night. And that's the difference in those marathon matches that we're going to have the rest of the season. There's not going to be any easy matches the rest of the way.
A bright spot this week, despite the loss on Monday, has come further down the line in the order of courts. Joe Rasmussen has been on the sixth singles court and the second doubles court this week and has not lost a match. Ryder Mullally, his partner in doubles, came back from down 3-0 in singles last night to win his match 8-5. Coach Barr says those matches hold extra importance this year for his team.
We're kind of at that stage now as a team where we're going to have to win differently than Lamar's has won differently before. We don't have any guaranteed wins anywhere. So we're going to have to really rely on some of those guys to win at 4, 5, and 6, and maybe even 2 and 3 doubles to really kind of pull those meets out for us. And so far they've risen to the challenge. I mean, Ryder Mullally and Joe Rasmussen are a great number 2 doubles team. They've been just rolling through people. So for now, we'll take that. You'd like to be able to take a little pressure off them, but that's kind of where we're at as a team now.
The Bulldogs are in the midst of a really packed week with 2 matches in 2 days to start this week, and they end the week with 2 matches in 2 days as well. Coach Barr was pleased with the step the guys made heading into their win over West and needs to continue this week against some tough Lakes Conference opponents.
We practice really well, but so far we haven't been able to translate that to matches until tonight. So hopefully now we've kind of turned the corner and everybody kind of knows now. They've seen examples of how good they can be, and hopefully we can just use that for the rest of the schedule this week and beyond. I mean, we have one of the toughest schedules, I think, around. Just everybody we play is good, and so they're going to need to bank that and use that hopefully to their advantage the rest of the year.
Now, more good opponents come this week. Esterville-Lincoln Central, the matchup tomorrow. Storm Lake is on the road coming up on Friday. The Bulldogs are now 2-2 overall, 1-2 in the MRAC. The scores from yesterday, Evan Pratt won singles court 8-5. Ian Penne, 8-2 winner in the second court. Devin Duvall, 8-4 winner in third court. Ryder Mullally, 8-5 in the fourth court. Kyle Kemraj, 8-4 winner in the fifth court. And Joe Rasmussen, an 8-2 win in the sixth court. Pratt and Duvall won the first court. That was the really fun doubles matchup that was really gritty for the Bulldogs. A 9-8 winner and won the 7-point tiebreaker 7-5. Mullally and Rasmussen 8-1 winner in the second doubles. Penne and Kemraj the winner in the third doubles court 8-2. Other boys' tennis scores in the MRAC: Sergeant Bluff Luton, ranked number 9 in 1A, shut out Esterville Lincoln Central 9-0, and Sioux City Eastby Denison Schleswig 8-1. To the golf course from yesterday in girls golf, Oregon Conference non-conference action here as Akron Westfield defeated Woodbury Central 184-208. Laney Shootneck the winner individually, medalist for the Westerners with a 41. Allie Sawyer in second with a 45. Josie Smith was in third with a 47. And Peyton Vanderhelm round out the top five with a 51. Hinton defeated West Sioux 199-257. No contest for the Blackhawks. Ashlyn Kramer, a 47, medaled over her teammate Brooklyn Geddes, who also shot a 47, but Kramer winning the playoff there. Addison Kovarna shot a 51 to finish third. Andy Joe Walker was fifth with a 54. Other Royal Conference scores: South O'Brien over George Little Rock, 250-272. Harris Lake Park, a winner by forfeit over Hartley Melvin Sanborn with a 236. MRAC Girls Golf saw Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Bishop Heelan and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 4-11, 426, and 609 in that order in their meet down in Council Bluffs. Boys golf action in the Wargo Conference: Galen Catholic, a winner over Trinity Christian, 159-212. Dawson Barthel, medal honor for the Jays with a 38. Other leaders on the scoreboard, well, actually the top six were all Galen Jays. Dylan Lubin, a 39 in second. Landon Ryder, Carson Arns, both with a 41. Gabe Wilchin and Landon Knipe each shot a 42. Again, top six on the individual leaderboard going to the Jays. Akron Westfield defeated Woodbury Central 164-211 in their duel. It was Carter Wilkin once again meddling for the Westerners, shot a 38. Jackson Marnock, a 40. Jackson Newbrand, a 41. And Eric Allard finished in fourth with a 45 for the Westerners. South O'Brien defeated George Little Rock by 3 strokes, 186-189, and Harris Lake Park, a winner over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 172-192. The Hinton Blackhawk boys were also competing yesterday down in Shenandoah in an 18-hole tournament. The Blackhawks finished fourth in the small school division with a 346, just 13 strokes off the lead that was held by Sydney and Nottoway Valley with a 333 each. East Mills third with a 339. The individual leaderboard, now this was combining the small school and the large school, saw Caden Barrett take home fourth out of nearly 90 golfers. He shot a 73 on 18 holes, 3 strokes off the leader from Atlantic. It was Tristan Hayes winning the individual title with a 70. Barrett finished in fourth with a 73. Bodie Benaboo shot an 85 on 18 holes. He finished in a tie for 31st. On the individual leaderboard. Now we go to the soccer pitch from yesterday in MRAC Girls Soccer, the Lamar's Community Soccer team, falling in a shutout 5-0 loss to Sioux City North last night. Second-ranked Bishop Heelan, 10-0 winners over Sioux City West. Sioux City East upset 12th-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 2-0, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson squeaked by Sergeant Bluff Luton by a score of 3-2. In boys soccer yesterday in the MRAC, the Lamar's Community Boys Soccer team was opening their home schedule, and they opened it with the loss to Sioux City North by the final score of 4-1. That one goal on the board doesn't tell the whole story with the number of chances the Bulldogs had on net. It really seemed like every part of the goal frame saw a shot hit off it at some point in the game, until a Giovanni Cabongo penalty kick late in the first half finally got through and got the Dogs on the board. Head coach Blake Farringer says sometimes that's how the game goes, but he needs the guys to keep shooting.
I think that first half we really came out strong, and we played well. They got snuck a couple in. The one right before half kind of hurt. I mean, kind of going into half, kind of losing that momentum. I think we controlled it most of the first half, so we were taking shots. We just couldn't get any, really, besides the PK to fall. So we just got to keep shooting. I mean, when we get those opportunities, eventually they're going to go in.
Cabongo now has a team-high 5 goals on the season, and the Bulldogs know he gets the majority of an opponent's defensive focus. Coach Farringer says that means they need to do a better job of finding others to get involved in the offense.
They're all over him, so obviously we got to do a little bit better job of redirecting the ball and spreading it out a little bit more. Like I said, there's some new faces out there this year, so I think working together and just kind of getting the flow. Like I said, the first half, I thought we had great flow and we worked really well together. Just kind of lost some steam there, and I that's a little lack of minutes playing together.
And the majority of North's scoring opportunities last night came on breakaway one-on-one opportunities, which left the Bulldogs in a tough spot. Coach Farringer says Lamar's will be working to sharpen things up on the defensive end.
They really hit us with transition. Like I said, we were down here quite a bit. I think there was, as far as those two goals, I think it was a mix of a little bit of lack of communication and maybe not getting back as quickly and recovering to our positions as we probably needed to in those situations.
The Bulldogs will be back in action on the pitch in Council Bluffs this weekend. They'll take on a pair of opponents at the Lewis Central Invite on Saturday. That first opponent will be the three-time defending Nebraska state champion, Scott Catholic Skyhawks of Omaha. They'll also take on the host Titans of Lewis Central. Other boys soccer MRAC scores. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 3-2 winners over Sioux City East, and Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 5-1. Finally, on the track from yesterday, the MMCRU girls and boys track and field team competing at the Russ Cry Relays. That was happening at Ridgeview in Holstein. The MMCRU girls placed 8th with 22 points. It was kind of a rough day with some very good opponents. Ridgeview took home the top spot with 187. Cherokee was 2nd. Alta Aurelia took home 3rd. On the boys' side of things, it was the 2nd outdoor meet of the year for the Royals. It was their 2nd win. They scored 165 points, beat Cherokee by 13 points, and beat the host Ridgeview by nearly 60 points. Individual highlights, Xander Tenninger and Jace Colling go 2 and 3 in the boys' 200-meter dash. Colling was 3rd of the 400-meter dash. Good to have him back on the track after missing the home meet last week. Boys' 400-meter hurdles, Gage Johnson took home 2nd. The 800-meter run saw Wyatt Olish finish in 2nd as well. Caden Gallus sweeps the mile and 2 mile. 4:53.86 his mile time. He was flying his 2 mile time, 10:32.34, and Clint Staub messed around and finished in 2nd behind Gallus, a 40-second difference between those two. Boys discus goes the way of Mitchell Schneff. He chucks one 142 feet 7 inches to win the title. Boys high jump, Lucas Brown is in 3rd at 6 feet even. Long jump goes to Brown and Xander Tenninger, 1st and 2nd respectively. Brown 20 feet 5 and a quarter inches. Tenninger goes 19 feet 2 inches. Finally, the boys 4x800 meter relay wins the title for the Royals. That was Lucas Brown, Jace Colling, Brandon Dreckman, and Wyatt Olish, just a little over 9 minutes. All these scores and results can be found on our website. You can check that out at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Nothing on the sports schedule for today, so again, check out KLEM1410.com for any interview clips and results that you need. Also follow us on Twitter for sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.